Well, it is week 15. Can you believe it? And the Bucks are still in the playoff hunt. As a matter of fact, they've got a chance to win the NFC South. Those are facts. The Green Bay Packers are 6-7, and they are in the NFC wildcard hunt. It's Lambeau Field. It's not going to be extremely cold. It is a big, 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 big game here at Lambeau Field. I'm Rock Riley, and this is Bucks Kickoff Podcast on the biggest, baddest, badass, informational, great website, any of your Buccaneer news, anywhere in the world, you go to joebucksfan.com. Also, if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you go to one place. You go to Bill Curry Ford. You say hello to the GM, the man, Sean Sullivan. Easy. You can either get there half mile north of Raymond James Stadium, that is Bill Curry Ford. If you want to call, you ask for Sean Sullivan, you stop in, or if you want to start the process with email, go to BillCurryFord.com, and that is the best way to get a hold of Sean Sullivan. Here's what they got. They got a Joe Bucks fan discount. They got an Ira Kaufman discount. And 0% financing that's just nearly impossible to find. 0% financing for 72 months on new 2023 Ford F-150s. How about that? They've extended that. It started out as Black Friday deal, and they've extended it through the end of the year. They've also got a nation lifetime warranty on their new vehicles. Sean Sullivan will personally help you on whether it's new, whether it's used, anything, all of your automotive needs. Go to Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com, Joe Bucks fan discount, Ira Kaufman discount, and 0% financing all the way through, extended through this year, 72 months on new 2023 Ford F-150s, JoeBucksFan.com and BillCurryFord.com. All right, now, this Bucks Kickoff Podcast, I go to one Buck place. I'm there. I'm inside the building. I talk to a lot of people. I watch practice. I'm in the locker room. I'm at the press conferences. The vibe that I get now they're playing for something. They are playing for something. Whether you as a fan want them to tank, whether upper management, we get down to the last game of the season, and if it's a situation, well, listen, we're not there. Right now, they're trying to win the NFC South. And you know what? Of all the quotes and, excuse me, all the interviews that I heard and all that jazz, I think Bowles did put it best. He's like, what's an upset? Everybody's knocking off everybody. Didn't you think the Philadelphia Eagles for most of the season were like, whoa, Eagles are so damn good. They're in shambles right now. Look at what's going on with Patrick Mahomes being a baby and crying and the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, the Miami Dolphins, are they for real? Yet they haven't really played, you know, they haven't had a win against a winning team. I thought the Giants were so bad. Now look at the Giants with Tommy DeVito. The chicken cutlets, Tommy DeVito, you know, they knocked off the Packers last week. You see what I'm saying? Look, I'm not here to be a homer and tell you that the Buccaneers are going to make a long run and all this and that, but anybody can beat anybody. It's usually like that in the NFL, and it is more so right now. As Tristan Wirfs said again, it's who's the healthiest. And I got to tell you, the Packers are banged up. Lot of injuries, a lot of game time decisions, especially at their running back position. And the situation with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this we do know. Carlton Davis out, Will Golston out. Vita Vea, who cannot stay on the field, he can't stay healthy. He is a game time decision. And it's the same situation with linebacker Devin White. Game time decision. But we talked to KJ Britt this week, man, and he is focused. He's one of these guys that's known as a thumper, a hard hitter. Yeah, he was a special teams guy, and even Bowles said it. We went over to his locker. We're talking to him. You can see the look in his eye, man. He is like, I'm getting my chance. I'm not going to let this go. He's worked hard. He's always been like a hard hitter, a very physical, But he's been studying, waiting for his chance, and he's getting it, and he's coming through. He's done a great job. So there's a lot of jobs at stake, both players, contracts, obviously, head coach and assistants and this and that. But it's a big game. Big game. All right, the Packers are favored by 3.5. Over-under in this one is 41.5. The Packers lost on Monday Night Football. They had won 3 in a row. They were looking good. And then they lose to the Giants 24-22. Green Bay, they turned it over. Did mistakes. That's what kills you the most. Look, I know Baker Mayfield hasn't been looking good. He got you down at the final drive, and he got it done. He's also not turning the football over. He's not been... Look, what was Baker Mayfield when he came here? Oh, that guy throws interceptions. Oh, my God. He's turnover. He's gunslinger. He still has that mentality, all right? He has not been consistent enough for me, but... Right now, he gives you the best chance to win. And he was very, very good when they were 3-1. He needs to get back to that. He knows that. He wants to get a contract extension. So, and where you are right now, the Calvary, nobody is coming and knocking in on one Buck's door. What you got is what you got. And as Werf says, who is the healthiest? That's how you win now in December and in the playoffs. Who's the healthiest? All righty. Was it now? I'm trying to figure out the Green Bay Packers. You know, was it that clunker? Everybody's going to have a clunker. Was that the clunker, the embarrassment on Monday Night Football to the Giants? Had they been playing good football? They had. But they were embarrassed. They were embarrassed last week. It's going to come back down to line play. It's what starts up front. You are going to have to run the football. You do. Baker Mayfield said that. Everybody knows that. I'm not putting too much emphasis on that. I know what Dave Canales said. I know what Lee from Joe Buck's fan. It drives him crazy. I understand that, all this. But I'm just telling you, when you get to December and you get to crappy weather, whether it's rain, whether it's cold, it's hard to go down the field in big chunks and passes. You got to be able to do it. And also, it changes the way defenses are attacking you. You know, for this entire season, up until these last two games, they're playing cover two, these opposing defenses, two safeties back there, and they're saying, like, run it. God, come on, man, run it. Well, that's going to change if they continue to get these 100-yard-plus games. And it does that for you. It changes everything. So the Buccaneers had 125 yards rushing in Indy, 128 in the win over the Panthers. I know the Panthers suck. And 148 in the win over the Falcons. And the Packers, I don't know if you're aware of this, man, but they are the 31st run defense in all of the NFL. All right, a lot of eyes on Baker Mayfield, and what are you going to get from Jordan Love? Jordan Love is still very, very young. Again, during the win streak, he was not turning it over. He was slinging it. He was looking good. 200, and I'm looking at their numbers. Let me give you the overall numbers. Baker Mayfield versus Jordan Love. Very, very close. Baker Mayfield, 2,934 yards. Jordan Love, 2,866. So Baker has more yards than Jordan Love. Baker has 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Jordan Love has 22 touchdowns, yet 10 interceptions. The passer rating is really, really close. 90.2 passer rating for Love, 89.7 passer rating for Baker. Jordan Love a little bit better with the passer rating. So they're very, 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 very close. The Bucs started off at 3-1. They lost 6 of 7. Now they're on this two-game winning streak trying to make it 3 in a row. Last time they played the Bucs, it was a different team. It was Brady. It was that dime that he threw to Scotty Miller. You know, Brady's retired. Miller is trying to stay in the league. He's in Atlanta. It was for the NFC Championship game. It was Brady and Aaron Rodgers were the quarterbacks. We were just coming out of COVID. It was limited capacity. Supposedly, they were only allowed, what? Remember, was it 9,000? And it was way more than 9,000. But whatever, and even worse, it's like it's a different time. It's 2020 NFC Championship game. It feels like it was 10 years ago. But anyway, the bottom line in this, the Buccaneers have got to win out, really, to stay in first place. You're not going to get a wild card. The chances of a wild card, forget about it. All right? So you got to win the NFC South. If you're going to get into the postseason, you're going to get that home playoff game. And like I said, at this point of this season, anybody has beaten anybody. Who would have thought that the Raiders would have put, 63 points on the Chargers, and then the Chargers fired their coach the next day? 63 from the Raiders. The Giants are going to beat the Packers with Tommy DeVito? Do you see what I'm saying? So anything is possible right now, but the bottom line is the Buccaneers have to continue to keep on winning. This game won't matter unless we take care of business next week. Same mentality. This is Baker Mayfield. Same mentality. Come out, play a one game at a time, find a way to win at the end. That was big at the end last week. Even though I know it wasn't a good Falcons team and they only won by that and it took them until that, whatever. You got the win. Now, looking at the NFC South, the 6-7 Atlanta Falcons, they're at Carolina. They should be able to win that game. And the Saints are hosting the New York Giants. Are the Giants going to ride this thing a little bit now? Do the Saints know what they're doing? They got some issues. The Green Bay Packers actually have, right now, the third wild card spot. There are five other NFC teams that are at 6-7. As far as the division, you know, the Packers are three behind the Lions in the NFC North. But that's the deal. This is a wild and wacky year. I tried to get Baker Mayfield when we talked to him on Wednesday. I said, look, I know that you're focused on this game and you're talking about the one game mentality, but it's human nature. We're at the end of the season now. You say you want to stay here. How much have you thought about that? Like, playing to try to get that, you know, to stay here, want that. And he kind of admitted it. Like he knows, and he's going to have to be paid. And it doesn't mean that they're not going to draft a quarterback high, but that's for another day. I'm concentrating on this game. All right. And the scenarios and the feeling. Mayfield is on a 1-year, $4 million deal with incentives. Right now, he is about, like, the on the ratings and everything, 16th as far as, you know, quarterbacks, how they're stacked in the NFL. Mayfield as a Brown, Mayfield as a Ram, lost both times at Lambeau, as he says, wasn't pretty. It is an historical place. Weather should not be too big of a factor. At least it's not going to be that frozen tundra. CBS game. Tiki Barber, Matt Ryan are your color guys. Andrew Catalan is the play-by-play. A.J. Ross on the sidelines. It is a CBS game. All right, here's what makes this podcast a little bit different. It is my Under the Rock and what they're saying. I'm in the locker room. I'm in the press car. What's the vibe? What's the vibe that I get? I can tell you this. Speaking to some that are in the building, it's like renewed energy that they're still playing for an NFC South title. I know the NFC South sucks. I know 6-7 is nothing to be bragging about at all. And they're not bragging, but they're playing for something. They're playing for something. I had a Facebook post came up the other day, 6 years ago. Mike Smith was the defensive coordinator. I was shooting video I was doing these video stories for Joe Bucks Fan. And Derek, what's his name, was the head coach. You know, he went back to Boise. And just looking at that, they were like 4-7 or whatever, and they were just playing for their jobs. And just that's not the – and I watched the video. Robert Ayers I was interviewing and the tight end that never materialized that was picked so high, and that they were basically trying to say we're playing for our jobs, we're still in the NFL. It's not like that here because the Bucs are playing for the NFC South, you know? So that's the feeling that I get. Now, on Wednesday, when we went through, it's now called Walkthrough Wednesday. I've never seen this. It's just, they just walk through every Wednesday. I know it's the end of the season. It's just, it's a different time. You know, they don't practice as hard during the season. They don't practice as hard, even though this was a brutally hot training camp this year. This summer in Tampa Bay was the worst ever. But overall, their practices aren't as hard. They aren't as long. And I think it's just the way of the NFL. Maybe that's why Brady was saying that there's the parody or bad football. But anyway, it's now a walkthrough Wednesday. Trask and Wolford were throwing left-handed. I didn't see Baker throw at all. I'm assuming they want them to rest their shoulder and their arm. There's no way that Trask, who's just itching to get in, he's one play away from getting in, is going to be just screwing around. But the whole time we were there, 20 minutes, I saw Trask throwing left-handed to Wolford. Maybe he's just resting his arm. And special teams is special teams. They don't stretch. They don't get loose as a team. There's no music. It was a little bit cooler. As Brady said, the GOAT had Gronk on his podcast that he does on Mondays. And they were talking about their time and how much they loved it and what they did. They were so successful together in New England and in Tampa Bay. And he was saying, man, when we got to Florida, like, yeah, it was hot training camp in the summer. But as the season goes on, the weather just got better and nicer. And it was totally opposite of New England when the weather gets worse. And I was thinking about that because he used to say to Clyde Christensen, who was the quarterback's coach, what's it today? It was either like a scale of 10 or a 5. You know, what are you rating it today? The weather, like Brady just couldn't believe it. So, I mean, there's no excuses, but it was just a nice day, a little bit nicer. We get in the locker room, very upbeat. The most upbeat on a Wednesday that I have seen in a long time. No music. There's no more chess games. I told you that they have these chess boards. Nobody's playing chess anymore. The tables are still out. It's cards. And it's so funny. All season, the big card game down at the end was Jensen, Devin White, Evans, all the money guys. And now it's the young guys are down there. Kalijah Kancey, Diaby. Yeah. It's so funny just to see how, as the course of the season, that the rookies have kind of like, they're getting their shot. They're showing they belong. They're playing well on the field. They're young. Now they're down there. They're playing the cards down there at that big table. You got the two monitors on, ESPN and CNN is on. Again, there's no one. They used to have NFL Network. Rashad White is walking around. He does this show on the Buccaneers website, I believe, Tiny Mike, and he loves it. One of the Joes had a good point. Like, I don't think there's ever been a Mike that he doesn't like. But you know what? He's been playing well. He really has. He's been playing a lot better. A lot better, and he's always very good in space. He was a former wide receiver. Did you know that? Turned running back, yeah, in college. But he was interviewing teammates. We went over to KJ Britt. He's small, like he's short built, very strong, stocky. And he was saying that the biggest thing for him is now he's now familiar with schemes, opposing offenses. It was just getting reps and he's waited his time. But now you can do all those mental that's good because you're preparing yourself, you know. But when your time comes, the only way you're really going to learn is being out there. It's like that for anything. Any kind of a job. The only way you're going to learn is by doing. And he's doing it and he's succeeding it. And you can see it, man. You can see it in his eyes. Carlton Davis was telling us at his locker, every game is a playoff game. So we know that. All right, let me go under the rock on Thursday when I got there. Normal practice. Nothing out of the ordinary. A lot of players, man, were just not even practicing at all. Carlton Davis, Devin White, Vita Vea, Godwin, Golston, Zach Treiner. The long snapper, it looks like it would be Hainsey if Treiner can't go. He's a long snapper, but he still need him. And he's got an elbow, I believe. And that's not good for a long snapper. The locker room, very upbeat. We talked to Dave Canales on Thursday. He basically now is saying that, you know, one of the Joes put this on the quote on Joe Bucks Fan. Might even have put it on X when we were there. You know, he's going to continue to pound that rock. That's who I am. You know, I know that was driving Joe crazy. But he did say that he really is. The running game's coming along. It really is. And it's because the offensive line, that's what Wirfs was telling us, they're cohesive. An offensive line needs to be together for a long time so that they don't have to know, they just know what one another's doing. I think that's the group that needs it, cohesiveness, more than anybody. And they're getting that. Cody Mauk's getting better. Gedecky's done a nice job. Wirfs has done very good moving over to the other side. And I think Stinney has been an addition. Hainsey, he's doing the best that he can. He ain't no Ryan Jensen. He's not built as a center. But overall, they're doing a decent job. Rashad White's been better. And so there you go. Canales says he's got to work on the passing game. He wants to get the passing game going better, a lot better, a lot better. And he also admits that you can tell it's his first year doing this at this level, NFL level. It still boggles my mind. Look, Canales is very energetic. They needed that shot of adrenaline in the building after Leftwich, okay? And the GOAT gone. Brady's gone. So you needed this. Okay, I get that. But it blows me away that Todd Bowles, of what did he interview, 12, 13 guys, that he hires his offensive coordinator that he did not know and did not have experience as an OC. That's unbelievable. So you're going to have growing pains, learning, mistakes. And Canales told us, this is the first time he's been week 15 now. And he's like, what he has found out is he's like, God, these defensive coordinators are so smart. They have so much film on us that they're taking Mike Evans out of the game. They know what Rashad and our blocking scheme is. So now we're forced to change it up when we come to the line of scrimmage to give a different look to try to throw them off because they know what we're doing. He's admitting that, though. Can you imagine Bruce Arians, who was the play caller, the first year when he got here? Can you imagine him saying, man, these defensive coordinators are figuring out what we're doing. I got to change it. Yeah, but it's his first time doing it. But still, not only did Bowles hire a first-time guy doing this, because he's keeping going, he didn't know him. They never hire like a coordinator that they did not know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But anyway, there you go. And that's what I'm talking about. All right. Last week, if you didn't see the Monday night game, or maybe you only saw portions of it, or you just figured the Giants were just going to roll. I mean, the Packers were going to roll. It was interesting. I know, listen, I'm originally from Jersey. I get the Italian thing, the family, the agent, Tommy DeVito, Cedar Grove. I know the town. I know where he's from. The whole thing, the old HBO show. I get it. Tommy DeVito, 32-yard pass to Dak Robinson to win it. It was a big, big, big play. And that set up the 37-yard field goal. It's a great story. But the bottom line is I'm more concerned is with the Packers right now. What Packers team is going to come in here? Giants win 24-22. It was the Packers' first December loss since Matt LaFleur became head coach in 2019. Since 2019, in 2019, 2020, 21, 22, we're 23. That's their first loss in December. And I got the stat here. They are unbeatable just about at Lambeau Field. Jordan Love, 6-yard touchdown pass to Malik Heath. There was 1:36 left. That was a nice job by him. And what it was is Saquon Barkley had fumbled, and that set up Packers, Jordan Love, bringing them down, having that touchdown pass to Heath. Pack tried the two-point conversion by Jaden Reed. That was stopped. Jaden Reed also had a 16-yard touchdown run, and then there were the three field goals by the Packers. So the Packers are 16-1 in December under LaFleur. But Jordan Reed had a concussion in that game. Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks with an ankle. Dylan, the running back, the broken thumb. They're worried about ball security. It, you know, he is a gamer. Look, the Packers are young. They've got a lot of inexperience all around. But the bottom line is, man, the Green Bay Packers defense in last week's game could not close it out. Now, Jordan Love, during that win streak, he was doing a nice job when defenses were bringing it, when they were bringing the blitz. But last week, he looked rattled. He looked like he was young. Early on in the game, Jordan Love was throwing high. He settled down more in the second half. See, that's the thing. I'm hoping that the Bucs in this game can do what they used to be able to do, like get to the quarterback. You know, Shaq Barrett had the Achilles. Shaq Barrett is older. Tryon Shoyanka, you know, where you get it? Nelson hasn't done anything this year. You know, get you gotta try to rattle Jordan Love because he can sling it. And he was looking real good during the win streak, I'm telling you. Now, in the fourth quarter, the Giants went to a four-man rush. And the offensive line for the Green Bay Packers could not protect. The wide receivers were juggling passes. They were just out of sync. The Packers' defense was missing tackles. They were not good on coverage. They were getting close to Tommy DeVito, but they couldn't sack him. They allowed DeVito to run for 71 yards, including he had a big 26-yard run that set up that Saquon Barkley touchdown. And it's funny, like I said, man, it's hard. That's why I don't even bet on these NFL games because it would drive me crazy. You know, you don't know what you're getting week to week. Look at this. The Giants' Tommy DeVito, in three previous games, not last week against Green Bay, three games prior, was sacked 26 times. Against the Packers, zero sacks. Did all of a sudden the Packers get that bad? Did the Giants' offensive line and the protection unit get that much better in one game? I don't know. But I'm telling you, man, no sacks by the Packers. They could not get DeVito down. Matt LaFleur, he loves calling the jet sweep because Reed ran it in for a touchdown early, if you saw that game, and LaFleur kept going back to it. Also, the reverse, the flea flicker, you know, he likes to call that. So I'm sure the Buccaneers are well aware of that. Now, the Buccaneers game against the Falcons, 29-25, it was not looking good. I was thinking, all right, this is it. Now we're going to start. Who is going to be the new head coach? Who's going to be? Baker was not looking good. Is it going to be Trask? Are you going to stick with him? Are they eliminated after this game? But in the end, here's Baker Mayfield's numbers. 14-29, 144 yards. But the big question I had is, this offense good enough to lead it down and go all the way down and score a touchdown in the clutch like the GOAT had done? I wasn't convinced they could do it. They did it. Mayfield led a 12-play, 75-yard drive. Also, there was a 4th-and-1. Rashad White, 2 yards. He got it. Mayfield to Godwin. It was over the middle. No big thing, but Godwin got the yak, 32 yards on a 3rd-and-10 to the Falcons, 15. Baker hits Otten, 31 seconds to go. Touchdown, boom. Otten got away from the safety, Richie Grant, in the end zone. That was a beautiful pass and route and catch. Beautiful. Whatever you want to say about Baker Mayfield being inconsistent, and he has, especially on the deep throws. I remember when he came to Ray J as a Brown, I was sitting up high, and I'm like, he reminded me of that Favre gunslinger, yet he's off on his, he's inconsistent. That's who he is. But that was a big-time throw under pressure. The Falcons came back for two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Remember that? They had taken the lead by 3, 25-22. Desmond Ridder, 6-yard run. Remember that when he got by Tryon Soyinka? Soyinka couldn't tackle him. He was supposed to contain him. He didn't. There was 3:23 left in the game. Then they went for the two. Ridder hits Drake London. Drake London's so damn good. He hits Drake London, a 2-point conversion. The Falcons' D is good. They had not a lot of touchdown in their last two games. So there's that. The Falcons only finished with two regular starters on the offensive line. There was that. Okay. The Bucs defense only had 9 players on the field for that play. I had a guy tell me that he coached in Pop Warner. And in Pop Warner, they went through an entire season when they had 11 guys on the field and kids, little kids, one time 10, never 9. Now, I know Golston came off. There was a miscommunication. Oh, God. That was for that Bijan Robinson touchdown. Remember that? Bowles said, Will Golston got hurt. It wasn't communicated to the backup, and another player came off by mistake. You can't have that. You can't have that at week 14. What a veteran defensive unit. The young guy and the young guys are actually playing well. Carlton Davis had a pick at the Falcons 8 that set up Mayfield's 1-yard touchdown run, and Antoine Winfield is just bawling out. He's humble. He's always got a smile on his face. He does a lot of mental reps and visualization that he's going to make the big play. He does it during the week in practice. He studies. He works. You see what he works. He likes being barefoot, but he goes out there and practice. He works one-on-one with trainers. He does all kinds of stuff. It's not a fluke, man. Antoine Winfield, a forced fumble on Ridder, ended up a safety. Again, he's doing it. So, Bucs Sixers, I'm going to get to what they are saying. What else, the other vibe, and some of the stuff that I learned at One Buck. So, the Bucs are 6-7. Falcons are 6-7. Saints are 6-7. Derek Carr, the Saints are a mess. You know, they're getting old. Is Dennis Allen really the head coach? Who is their quarterback? I mean, Derek Carr has been trying. He's beat up. He admitted this week he had 3 different rib fractures, 2 that no one knew about. He didn't tell anybody. The other 2, no one even knew that I played through them. Jameis Winston is healthy. But anyway, let's look ahead here. Bucs at the Packers. They host Jacksonville Jaguars next week. Jaguars are up and down. They'll host the Saints at the Panthers. That's it. Okay. The Falcons at the Panthers this week. Host the Colts at the Bears. It's another team, the Bears. What are the Bears now? Good. And at the Saints. And then as far as the Saints, host the New York Giants at the Rams, at the Bucs, host the Falcons. It's going to be fun, man, down the stretch. You got to admit that. I was also talking with someone in the NFL. The NFL loves, you know, you might say, oh, man, there's a lot of teams that are 6-7. How can they still be in the hunt? Oh, this is bad football. It has all these different franchises still playing for something. Fans still being interested. The NFL loves this parody. They love it. They love it. That's why that's all I can tell you. All right, what are they saying? Bowles. I asked Todd Bowles. I wanted to know. Offense and defense. You've won 2 in a row. I know it's not been against, you know, good teams. You're barely winning all this jazz. But I just said, do you feel like, and you know, you get in, you're going to get a home playoff game. Do you feel that you are ascending? Remember last week, I was like, which direction are they going in? I thought they were trending downward. But what about now, after this win? Now, 2 in a row, are you ascending? Here's what Bowles told me or told all of us. I really don't care where we play at, as long as we get in. I think we're scrappy. I think we're not making the mistakes that we made in the middle of the season. If we are, we're finding ways to overcome them and win those ball games instead of giving them away. All right, that's true. That's not being like really, really confident. It's like, well, we make the mistakes. We're finding ways to kind of get by that. We're scrappy, you know, we're playing hard. But I'm just telling you what they are saying. What about the parity in the NFL? This is a good one from Bowles, though. It's week in and week out. Everybody is beating everybody. You don't know what an upset is right now when somebody is beating somebody. All we can control is what we can control. We're trying to win them one at a time. That is true. You don't, if you're betting on these games, good luck to you, man, because the NFL is harder to figure out this year, especially now, than ever before. It used to always be, oh, at this time of year. Even Brady used to say that. Brady even said that at the end of last year when they were going to San Francisco. He's like, you know, at this time, you see what teams are. Teams that have just packed it in. They're not going anywhere. Other teams that have a shot. Other teams that are really consistently playing good. Right now, where we are, you don't know who's who or what, who's doing what. Any team can knock off any team. So I agree with that. Baker Mayfield, what they're saying. What about going to Lambeau Field? Baker, historical place. I was a Brett Favre fan. Why? Because his love for the game, his love for his teammates. What about the Packers? They've got a run game that sets up the pass. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This was Baker Mayfield on, okay, you guys are starting to run the ball a little bit more. Why is that? How nice is that to help you out? And he said, got to have a run game. Run game sets up the pass. Just need it. Whether it's to set up the pass, whether you have a lead, or just stay in the game to keep defenses off track to where they can send their pass rushers in a three-point stance and haul off the edge in short yardage situations, obviously in the red zone. He's right, though. I mean, that's going to change. If the Bucs have 150 yards rushing today, what do you think it's going to be like next week for the Jacksonville Jaguars defensively, what they're going to look at against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? So they got to continue to do it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they're doing it. I'm that confident and all that. No, but I gave you the stats of the last three weeks, and it's been good. And I'm asking Baker about his future. Basically, he said, I love it here. And that was it. Antoine Winfield Jr., what they're saying. He was asked about, boy, last time in Lambeau, and he's like, I didn't play in that game. I sprained my ankle. The NFC Championship game. Yeah. I saw what the atmosphere is going to be like. It was COVID. They were supposedly only having like 9,000 or so. They allowed more than that. I'll never forget that year. Real quickly, we as media, we had to get tested every week. Every week. We went into the trailer. We were taken there on a golf cart. Same three or four. They had the white coats. They tested the players and the coaches. Anybody at one buck. And we got tested every week. And they were tested all the time. Remember that? Oh, this player's out with COVID. Oh, this player's out with COVID. Oh. You get to the playoffs, all of a sudden, there's no more testing. What happened? COVID didn't go away. How come there's no more testing? They didn't want the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's, the superstars to be out for playoff and Super Bowl with COVID. How about that? You remember that? So it was a different time, but that was a good game. But again, I don't go back into the past. Oh, one other thing on what they're saying with Antoine Winfield Jr. He's asked about Jordan Love. He goes, we've got to give him different looks. We've got to. You got to do it. 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 So the Packers are a seventh seed in the NFC. Six teams in the NFC are 6-7. Like I said, they snapped that three-game winning streak. They're without... You know, the Packers offense without Aaron Jones, without Christian Watson, they cannot run it well. A.J. Dillon, 15 carries, 53 yards. He did have a 35-yard catch. He's not as fast as Aaron Jones. This is an opportunity, man, for the Buccaneers here. Love could not go down the field. On the game on Monday Night Football, I think it was like 5.6 yards per pass. during Green Bay's winning streak, that three-game winning streak, Jordan Love had 8 touchdowns, no turnovers. Okay, versus the Giants, third and two. He tried to run it inside. He fumbled. Later, Jordan Love tried to go deep to Wicks. He was picked off because he underthrew it because he was feeling the heat. He was feeling the pressure. That's what the Buccaneers have got to do in this bad boy. All right, let me give you some numbers, and then we'll kind of wrap this thing up. But like I'm saying, the vibe that I get, and I'm sure it's the same way in Green Bay, but being over at one buck, it's like they're in it. There isn't, and I've been at the facility when the team is not going anywhere, not having a shot, and there's a marketable difference. You know, they're just trying to play for their careers a little bit, and that's it, and just trying to finish without a serious injury. You know, it's not like that right now. Packers passing defense, allowing, they're only 200 yards passing. All right, so their passing defense is good. They're 10th in red zone touchdown performance. But in rushing defense, the Green Bay Packers are 31st. Do you know that the Green Bay Packers rushing defense is allowing 140 yards per game for opponents in rushing? And here are the Buccaneers trending upward in rushing. Packers scoring offense, middle of the pack, 17th. Their total offense, 18th, 21.5 points a game. Their rushing offense, 19th, and their passing offense, 18th. 223 yards per game. So they're about middle of the road. Mayfield was saying when he's looking at that Green Bay Packers defense, it all starts up front. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark. He said the linebackers, they're big, they're physical, and on the back end, they disguise coverages. The Bucs offensive line, both Bowles, Canales, Wirfs, telling us this week they're cohesive. They're playing together. It's taken this long. They've gotten it. That's what they're saying. Bowles sees improvement. Cody Mauch and Aaron Stinney, they're opening up holes for Rashad White. He even said, Canales told him, who's the most improved player on offense? He said, Cody Mauch, without a doubt. So I think Mauch, I think that was a good draft pick, and I think he's going to be good. Look, the Packers have had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers for 30 years. 30 years. When Canales was asked, what makes Lambeau Field hard to win at? And you know what he said? They were good teams. Because Aaron Rodgers has been the quarterback. There you go. It's not Lambeau Field. It's Aaron Rodgers leading the Packers team. Okay? Now it's Jordan Love. Jury's still out on Jordan Love. He's good for a kid. But as we saw last week, he got a little rattled. Real quickly, and a couple of keys for me on this Bucs kickoff podcast on Joe Bucs Fan. Baker Mayfield, open it up deep. Take your shot early and connect. If you want to stay, if you want to get an extension, even if the Buccaneers are going to draft a stud quarterback, if you want to stay, man, you've got to be able to hit these deep shots. You've been off, and there's no excuse. Hit a deep shot early. That's what I want to see. The Buccaneers defense versus Jordan Love. Bucs passing defense has been bad. 30th. Who would have thought this passing defense would be 30th in the NFL? The Bucs passing defense is allowing 264 yards per game. Now, believe it or not, the Bucs are 10th in sacks at 38. I had to do a double check because it doesn't look to me, just, you know, on the eyeball, that they're really getting that many sacks. They're 10th in the NFL. 9 different players have had 2 or more. Vita, who can't stay healthy, has got 5.5. Yaya's got 5. Kalijah Kansey's got 4. And Antoine Winfield has 4. Buccaneers defense. Can the Buccaneers defense get to Jordan Love? He has been protected this year, except he was feeling heat last week. Jordan Love. Do you know that Jordan Love and the Packers are the 6th best in the NFL in sack rate allowed? They've been doing a good job. The Bucs offense is 8th in sack rate allowed. So they're good too. Not as good, but pretty good. And a lot to do. I was talking to someone that's in the NFL, that was in the NFL, and Baker Mayfield does a great job in not getting sacked, not getting down, eluding it strong. He's been very good, and the offensive line has been better. Cody Mauch, he's going to probably be up against Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark can bring pressure inside. So you got the pressure inside from Kenny Clark, and then Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith are going to be bringing it from the outside. The tight end, he's a rookie. He's good for the Packers. Tucker Kraft with the other tight end, Luke Musgrave, who he's now on IR. He was the third leading receiver. But this Tucker Kraft, 4 catches, 64 yards. He's 6'5", he's 254. Got to be able to watch him. The Packers beat the Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. Those were good teams, so they got wins there, and yet they lose to the New York Giants last week. I'm trying to figure out the NFL. I can't, guys. But all I can tell you is this is the best place to go for information with the Bucks. 5, 6, 7, 10 times a day. JoeBucksFan.com. Go to JoeBucksFan.com. Anything that happens concerning the Buccaneers, they're there and they're ahead of the game. They're ahead of the game. So keep it to JoeBucksFan.com. I am Rock Ronnie with your Bucks Kickoff Podcast. I am entrenched inside one buck. Happy to be there with you. Enjoy it. It's already week 15. Here we go. All right. All right, guys. I'll talk to you.